Don't worry, folks, I won't go beyond page 80 before the bell rings. Y'all don't like for me to go too fast, but I do. I tell you why. Because I hate to leave a thing unfinished at the end. I don't care whether y'all want it or not. I do, and that's what matters. I just hate to leave a thing unfinished at the end. Our indispensable principle, rely on the Holy Spirit, and then our first principle. Study 2 Corinthians along with the other second epistles of the New Testament. Underscore this statement, please. There are five second epistles of the New Testament. 2 Corinthians, 2 Thessalonians, 2 Timothy, 2 Peter, and 2 John. Let's discuss anything which all second letters of the New Testament have in common, indicating anything significant about this common denominator emphasis. The thing that all five of the second letters have in common is that they all warn against false teaching. That's a good thing to know right at the beginning. Because if I ask you a question on the exam about a second epistle, you'll just know it has something to do with false teaching. Because all five of them warn against false teaching. I want to mention a twofold significance which I find in this common denominator emphasis. The first is that effective warnings against false teaching must be built upon a true foundation. Effective warnings against false teaching must be built upon a true foundation. In their second epistle, Paul, Peter, and John warned against false teaching. But what had they done in their first epistle? They laid the foundation. They laid the foundation first. Now that shows you not just the chronological order, because the chronological order is sometimes changed. But it shows you the order as far as emphasis is concerned. If I just spend all my time fighting against something, my message is not going to mean anything. I've got to have a firm foundation for my message. I had an illustration just a few years ago. I was talking to one of my former students, and he was telling me how he thought some people were making a great mistake. They were just always talking against the Revised Standard Version of the Bible. And always talking against neo-orthodoxy. And always talking against those things. And I said to him, well, boy, you're talking about me, because believe me, I take a stand against that RSV. And I take a stand against neo-orthodoxy. And this was his answer. He said, no, I don't think I'm talking against you for this reason. He said, you take a strong stand against those things, and I do too. But that is not your message. That's their message. That's the way he expressed it. That's not your message, their message. Now, I hope with all my heart that what he said is true, that that's not my message. I take a strong stand against these things, but students, that's not my message. My message is 1 Corinthians, the foundation. And then when the foundation's laid, then I take the stand. Now, with all my heart, I hope that all you students will take a definite stand against that RSV. And against neo-orthodoxy and some of these other things. But oh, I also hope that won't be your message. Won't be your message. You see, the second letter fights false teaching, but the first letter lays the foundation. That's the order. Now, at any moment, I could make a mistake on that. But oh, I want to tell you, I want that to be the whole guiding post of my life and ministry. And I want that to be the guiding post of your whole life and ministry. The second significance that I find in this order is the fact that you've laid a foundation does not erase your responsibility to warn against false teaching. The fact that you've laid a foundation does not erase your responsibility to warn against false teaching. In other words, it doesn't erase your responsibility to give a strong negative emphasis. You know how many times a person says something like this? Now, I've given the positive message, and I'm just going to let the Holy Spirit apply it. And I don't want to get off. You get people sidetracked in all those other negative things. And I just don't want to get sidetracked. Don't know why. Paul wrote 1 Corinthians, the foundation, but he also wrote 2 Corinthians when he attacked false teaching. And the fact that he gave 1 Corinthians didn't relieve him from his responsibility to give 2 Corinthians. You see the complete balance here. Let me give it to you again. The fact that you've laid a foundation does not erase your responsibility to warn against false teaching. Oh, I tell you, I want to be called a fundamentalist. And I want people to know I'm a fighting fundamentalist. That's what I am. And I'll go down to my grave as a fighting fundamentalist. Now, I don't know how that word is sometimes used. It's used of a bitter fighting in controversy. I don't want to be that kind. But I tell you, students, I'm a fighting fundamentalist. And I want people to know I am. One of my greatest desires for Columbia Bible College is that you students will go out as fighting fundamentalists. The last Saturday night, not all of you at all were at FMF, but one of the questions I had was sort of a loaded question. What do you consider to be the greatest weakness of Bible college students and all? And I sort of fumbled around with that a little bit. And here's an answer that's not new to what I gave, but just a little bit different slant. I think one of our greatest weaknesses is that we haven't turned out of enough fighting fundamentalists from Columbia Bible College. Boy, that's what I want to see. Fighting fundamentalists. And again, you say, just exactly like somebody else. For instance, like Dr. John R. Wright, or like Dr. Bob Jones. No, not necessarily like them, or not necessarily unlike them. But the kind the Apostle Paul was. He was a fighting fundamentalist. The Apostle Paul was. He was a fighting fundamentalist. And the fact that he wrote 1 Corinthians didn't excuse him from writing 2 Corinthians. He had to follow up, and he had to fight the false teaching. The second principle is to study 2 Corinthians in relation to 1 Corinthians. Let's discuss any truths which you find from a comparison of 2 Corinthians with 1 Corinthians. I find 3 truths from a comparison of 2 Corinthians with 1 Corinthians. The first is the effectiveness of church discipline. The effectiveness of church discipline. Paul told the Corinthian church in 1 Corinthians to discipline the fornicators. He wrote 2 Corinthians and showed that that discipline had been effective. Students, in your work for the Lord, you're going to have to practice church discipline. But why? Expect that church discipline to be effective. Expect it to change lives. Here's a statement from Dr. McQuilkin that I think is just a tremendous statement. He said this, some students have to be dealt with in law. Some students have to be dealt with in grace. But all students must be dealt with in faith. You see what he meant? Some have to be dealt with in law. I mean, some you just have to ship them. They just will not go along with anything. You just have to ship them, that's all. You have to deal with them in law. Some you deal with in grace. They will respond to gracious dealing. But why? But all must be dealt with in faith. I want to ask you something. From year to year, we have some students that have had to leave. Some have left of their own volition. Some have been forced to leave. Are you expecting anything to happen in the lives of those who have been forced to leave? That's church discipline. That's church discipline. Are you expecting it to be effective? Or have you just waved your hand and thought, well, too bad, he's on the scrap heap. And we just spend our time concentrating on those that haven't reached the scrap heap yet. Paul didn't take that position. He expected church discipline to be effective in the transformation of lives. And that's one relation I get between 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians. Let's have our closing phrase. Our Father, we pray now for any who have had to leave Columbia Bible College through the years for one reason or another. Thou dost know. Thou dost know where every one of them is now. Blessed Lord, enable us to take the step of faith in claiming full restoration to fellowship with Christ on the part of those who have been disciplined. And then, Lord, we turn ourselves over to Thee and say, discipline us in any way Thou dost see fit, in order that we may be all the way with the Lord Jesus. We pray that thou wilt make us at Columbia Bible College fighting fundamentalists as the Apostle Paul was. And oh, save us, Lord, from any extreme. But oh, we do ask that thou wilt make us effective in dealing with false teaching. We ask in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.